And well, I guess that's about it. With me knocked out and the fire running wild toward the house, there isn't much hope for a happy ending, is there? I've always preferred happy endings to the other kind, but we don't always control the way things turn out, do we? No. See, I'm trying to prepare you for the worst, but wait. There's one little detail we haven't discussed, and I'm sure it's one you never, ever would have considered. You remember that blast of cold wind that brought the fire back to life? Well, it came from a line of thunderclouds that were moving in from the northwest. Where there's lightning, there's thunder. Where there's thunder, there's the thunderhead cloud. And where there's a thunderhead cloud, there could be rain. Fellas, it rained! And we're talking about the sky opening up and raining down snakes and weasels. Hard rain, drenching rain, fire-killing rain. I don't know how long I lay there, knocked cuckoo, but the next thing I knew, I was lying in a puddle of water. Rain was falling on my face, and a strange dog with a stubbed tail was standing over me. Blinking my eyes against the vapors inside my head, I looked closer and recognized Drover. He said, "Oh, good. I thought you were dead." "I'm not dead, but I was pretty close. I got run over by a tree." "I'll be darned. I didn't know trees could run." "This one did. What's going on around here?" "Well, let me think. I heard you barking at the fire, and then it started raining, and the fire went out."
"What?"
I sat up and glanced around. It was pouring rain, and the air was filled with the smell of stale smoke. And yes, the fire was deader than a hammer. "Yes, go on."
"Well, I just wondered if you barked up the rain."
"Help me up, Drover." He helped me up to a standing position, and I wobbled around on two pairs of shaky legs. "I'm shocked that you even needed to ask. I mean, the evidence is all here, isn't it?"
"Well, I wondered. Tell me the whole story. I can hardly wait."
"Let's see if I can remember it all. Okay, Loper and his crew did their best, but the fire rolled over them, and, well, I hate to point this out, but you saw what they did. They ran for their lives."
"Yeah, and you stayed behind. Boy, what a hero.